Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We've been talking tons of Saints football. Happy to welcome in now Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. Jeff, you ready for this OTA first session we get to see tomorrow? How you doing?
Steve, I'm doing good. And, of course, the New Orleans weather has warmed up just in time
right.
Stand out there and grill. So, yeah, I might be making my way down to the cooler tent if they have that thing up tomorrow.
Well, Jeff, you think Kellen Moore, he wants to be able to handle the elements and be outside, that he might say, well, we can get more done if we go inside. I know we're not against that if that ever occurs. Especially if we can be with that a new addition. You know how we went and we could overlook practice from there. That'd be ideal inside.
Bobby, you know, I was on Team Greenbrier, man. I'm ready to go back to West Virginia. Those nice hills, that was beautiful.
Yeah, but you got to win. You got to win, and they went to California last year, and you didn't win, so you're back in Metairie. But, Jeff, looking at now OTAs and minicamp, and when you're trying to break down, okay, because you always look at the quarterback position and the quarterback position, and, boy, that's a pretty interesting. When you came up with the dad pack and the Houdat Nation dad pack, and you look at the young quarterbacks they're counting on, and when you think about it, man, this is the NFL. This didn't happen too often. I think you might have gave a couple of examples. Mickey Loomis was part of this, maybe in 93 with the Seahawks, and in Carolina in 2001, that, I don't know, we got quarterbacks on the roster. They ain't won a damn game in the NFL.
I know. It's rare what they're doing. I think part of it is because of circumstances with the late nature of Derek Carr's retirement and then finding out late about his injury. It kind of left them with very few other options, right? Most of the other quarterbacks they might have thought to bring in found homes with other teams. So I kind of agree with them at this point, though. Let's see what you've got at the quarterback position. You've got time. At this stage, you're probably not bringing in a guy to start as a veteran. You're probably looking at him being a backup. So you might as well, Bobby, you know this. I mean, those reps are invaluable for right. Those young quarterbacks. So any quarterback you brought in right now would be taking reps away probably from those guys. So let's see what you have. And then if midway through training camp, you don't like what you see, then maybe you make a call to a Carson Wentz or somebody to come in and maybe compete. But I think right now they want to get as many reps as they can from these young guns.
Now, Jeff, you know, I've been on this bandwagon. I think that ship has sailed, and who knows where it's sailing to. It might be to retirement, whatever. But Aaron Rodgers, I mean, the lone, I'd say, free agent that you would say, you know, you bring up Carson Wentz, and I was reading an article where, like, Tyler Hunter, Huntley, Case Keenum, they're veteran free agent quarterbacks. But Aaron Rodgers has that star power. And I was reading where that the consideration, not necessarily that according to his sources, maybe that the Saints would be interested in him. But that would be, now, he said, I'm not worried about OTAs. Whenever I sign, it's going to be after OTAs. Is it with the Steelers, whatever? But if, let's say, these quarterbacks are not quite ready for prime time, is Aaron Rodgers definitely would never be in the mix? Is that a fair assessment with that?
From what I understand, it's not at the top of their list. You know, they don't know if it would be a good fit for either side, to be honest with you. And it does make a little sense, right? I mean, Kellen Moore is
The youngest coach.
Yeah, he's 36 years old, Bobby. I mean, he's the youngest head coach in the league. He's probably doing all he can just to keep his head above water. He's drinking from a fire hose as a head coach right now. And then you bring in Aaron Rodgers, who's just going to have to face it. I mean, he's a two-time MVP. He's won Super Bowls. He likes to do things his way. That I think that interjects an entirely new dynamic into the equation, not only for Kellen Moore, but the entire locker room. And I just don't know if that's the right fit right now. And I would say this as well. I think if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to Pittsburgh, which it doesn't sound like he is now, I don't think he's going to go anywhere until something happens. I think your point is valid, Bobby. He's the kind of guy that's probably going to pick and choose where he goes, and it's going to be a place that maybe has an injury this year and they need a starter, and he's going to step right in. But I don't think it's a place like New Orleans, which is in a full-blown rebuilding mode. That's really not married up to what I think Aaron Rodgers' goals are right now.
Now, Jeff, you look at the quarterback room right now with the Saints, and you're talking about the refs are so important, OTAs and minicamp. I remember being in there, and they're so valuable. Now, it's not you're competing. Now you're going against the same guys day in and day out, but you're still going against NFL players. But the point being, the expectations from the fan base. Look at Spencer Rattler. He's behind the eight ball. Everybody was hurt, and he hasn't won an NFL game, but you have to look at the supporting cast and all that. You might say, well, but young quarterbacks have worked out elsewhere. And you brought up the example of the success of rookie quarterbacks Jane Daniels with the Commanders and Bo Nix and Sean Payton in the Broncos. But I think you make a great point. You look at the supporting cast, but supported by veteran teammates in that quarterback room. So how do you break that down? Because even Drew Brees said that it just seems like, because you know what would hit the fan if you don't have, like, been there, done that before. Now, Kellen Moore, and then you have experienced, you know, coaches that have played the quarterback position. But how would you break that down if you don't have that veteran quarterback presence, let's say, come the end of training camp, preseason, and ultimately in the regular season, that you might say, well, look what Jane Daniels accomplished and Bo Nix. But I just look at, I don't know, where do you look at our roster compared to, let's say, the Commanders or the Broncos when they went with those rookie quarterbacks? And Tyler Shough might be the guy. Spencer Rattler, they're going to let him compete and made a best man win. But how do you view that the success? I just don't see this team having the success and the turnaround like with the Commanders, with Jane Daniels or even Bo Nix, that this would occur. I think if we win 7 games, I think it's a good season. And there's nothing to write home about if you're 7-10.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I think, Bobby, if you gave truth serum to a lot of the Saints coaches and executives, they would say the same thing. They're never going to say publicly 7 wins and maybe Tyler Shough or Spencer Rattler proving that they can be an NFL starter. That would be, to me, a successful season for the Saints this year. But I don't think they would ever admit that publicly, but I think you're spot on. And I think you alluded to it. When I've talked to people with the organization, they feel like, ideally, they would have a veteran in this quarterback room, but because of the late nature, It just doesn't, it's not a top priority for them now. But I think the experience that they have on the coaching staff at the quarterback position between Kellen Moore, Doug Nussmeier, Scott Tolzien, Scott Linehan, I mean, they all played quarterback, and most of them in the NFL, right. That will help them. That will help play that role that you're talking about as a veteran presence. It won't be the same as having a player, but they do have rare, extensive experience at the quarterback position that might be able to help that transition. But let's face it, Bobby, I mean, you know this. I mean, you played in the league. There's going to be growing pains. I don't care who wins this job if one of these young guys is who they go with. I mean, there are going to be some rough experiences. Every quarterback in the league has it. Go back and look. Troy Aikman went 0-11 his first 11 starts as a rookie. And
Jeff, I can tell you, Troy Aikman and Jimmy Johnson's very first game in 1989, we played in the Superdome. We beat him 28-0. 28-0, Troy Aikman. The only game Dallas won that year, Steve Walsh is the quarterback. They were 1-15. Think about that.
Wow.
You got to have patience. They were 1-15. They beat the Redskins. They beat Washington, and Steve Walsh, the quarterback. Troy Aikman wasn't even the quarterback. So let's say it's like, instant gratification, drive-through society. Oh, and he can't play. That's why Spencer Rattler, I don't know. You got to wait and see opportunity, because if you'd had that approach to Troy Aikman, he never even would have played in the NFL.
I think you have to give Spencer Rattler almost a mulligan for last year. And look, I'm a believer. I mean, I've seen this kid. I mean, he's a competitive guy. He's not going to hand this job over to Tyler Shuck. I just think that Tyler Shuck was handpicked pretty much by Kellen Moore.
Yep, great point.
To be this guy, and that's going to give him an edge, I think, in a lot of ways. But they're not going to hand it to him, and he's going to have to win this job. But I think he starts off in the lead position, if that makes any sense. And if they're even, I think Shuck will end up getting the job.
Now, Jeff, I don't know. We went to me because of experience, and we were not worried at this time last year with the cornerback position room. So we might be in the conversation one of the best, definitely top five in the whole NFL. You look at Paulson, Adebo, Lattimore, and all the experience we had then. Boy, how times change in 1 year. And all of a sudden, Adebo's now with the Giants. Lattimore gets traded to Washington. And then you're like, okay, who are we counting on now at cornerback? And, it's a pass-happy league. Now, first off, I think we got to stop the run. Because when you won before last something, you're not stopping the run. So, everyone's focused on the quarterback and the offense. They're like, okay, what are we going to do defensively? That's a big responsibility there also as far as how we're going to contribute to help us win in that regard. Okay, can we stop the run and can we cover people?
Look, I could not agree more. I think, this is a whole new defensive scheme. It's going to take a few years, I think, for them to transition to get the right personnel on that side of the ball. So in the meantime, Brandon Staley has got to patch this thing together and make it work with probably some misfit toys at different spots along the front seven. And then your point about the cornerback position is so valid. That went from being a strength to what could be considered a weakness right now. Bobby, these opposing quarterbacks, they're going to go after Kool-Aid McKinstry and Alante Taylor until they can prove that they can hold up. Now, I think they're going to play a more zone under Staley than they did under Dennis Allen. He liked to play a lot of matchup zone, but there's a lot of unproven commodities there. Everyone now feels like they've had to kind of a domino effect move up a spot in the cornerback pecking order, and I'm not sure anyone's proven yet that they can be a lead shutdown corner in this league the way Marshon Lattimore did.
Jeff, I can remember these names come to mind. I cannot forget because, when you're setting up a game plan, you're always trying to attack the weak link, the chess match. I remember when I was with the Saints going against Atlanta, Charles Demery from UNLV. I think I might have thrown 8 touchdown passes against him. Whoever he was covering, just go after him. Floyd Turner was burning him. And then I remember number one draft pick out of Oregon with the Saints, Alex Molden, when he was a rookie.
Yep.
Okay, who is he guarding? And then you'd always win. So that's why when you look at right now how the matchups and you know, like when you look when you had Lattimore, then you had even the Debo, how he'd get a little handsy. But then right now, you can go across the board. But you might have a lot of options against the Saints secondary. So you better get a pass rush or something to disrupt the quarterback because that I'm concerned with that, that all of a sudden it seems like, well, offense is kind of – we're hanging in there. But hopefully it's not the case. We cannot afford to be in shootouts. We can't stop nobody. So
I'll say this, Bobby. I mean, if you're looking for hope and you're a Saints fan, and who isn't at this time of year – I think the one thing you might hang your hat on is that we've seen in the past when there's a coaching change that some players will blossom that maybe had not under the previous coaching staff. And I'm thinking of guys like maybe a Brian Brzee or,
right,
you know, even someone like an Isaiah Foskey that just seemed lost. You never know. I mean, I remember it happening here under Sean Payton with Devery Henderson and John Stinchcomb. Neither one of them had done that well, and all of a sudden they were very good players. Look at last year with Zach Bond, who everyone thought was a bust here, and he goes to a different staff, and he ends up being an all-pro. So maybe we see some progress from some of these players in these last few drafts that really haven't produced, and people are wondering if they're bust or whatever you want to call it, right. Maybe this staff will get something out of them.
You know, can Isaiah Foskey, like you're saying, Zach Bond, how about Caden Ellis?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what he's done with Atlanta. Yeah, so again, you have opportunities. Can you take advantage of that? And the new coaching staff, and they don't know you, so you got to go and prove it. You know, what have you done for me lately? And then what you producing to warrant, reps or to have an opportunity. All I know is Isaiah Foskey. When I look at him, I mean, like, and he set all kind of records at Notre Dame. I said, is that the same guy? I mean, is this an imposter? Because, Jeff, we think, like, to rush the passer and all that, and then influence. You know what's crazy? I was looking at this, getting ready for the show today, is that you look at the NFC South. That is one area that all the teams, whether it's the Saints, Falcons, Tampa Bay, or Carolina, how they influence the pass rush. How are we going to rush the passer? You know the one team that addressed that and they all in is the damn Falcons. Look what they did. Because everybody, I was looking at all these scouting reports, you know, well, we got to get the pass rush better. We got to get the pass rush better. It's all four NFC South teams. So it seems like Atlanta's all in, hoping these young guys can work out for them in that regard.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Tampa Bay might have the best rush of the four, but it's not up to NFL standards. I agree with you. Whoever plays the best defense of these teams might have the inside track to win in the division.
Jeff, always appreciate your time, man. See you out at practice tomorrow.
All right, Jeff. Always looking forward. I want to tell you about my trip to Istanbul and in Athens. I mean, it was.
I'm ready for it, Bobby. We'll be talking tomorrow. Thanks for having me on, guys. I look forward to it.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Duncan, the columnist for the Times, Picayune, and NOLA.com. Bobby mentioned the 2025 Saints will go as far as Tyler Shuck and the Dat Pack take them. That article you can check out at NOLA.com right now.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.